Hello and welcome back to my channel, or welcome back to the Unleashed podcast if you're listening on the podcast. Today we're chatting about how investing in yourself can lead to untapped potential and skyrocket your success. This is something that I've been diving into over the last couple of years, and I find it super interesting as well because there's a lot of stigma around online coaching. And another thing I've been looking into is the way people project their insecurities online. So when people see someone doing well or seeing someone successful or achieving in their career or business or making lots of money, they say like, oh, all online coaches do is make money teaching people how to make online courses, or there's like everyone commenting negative stuff because they obviously feel crap that they're going to a job every day that they don't like and they haven't chased their dreams or even figured out what lights them up inside. And I've really found a lot of benefit out of investing myself. I'm going to take you through a few of the courses that I've done and what I got out of each one of them, because they are focused on a few different topics as well. So first of all, before we get into it, my name is Cassie Amber. I'm a plant-based holistic nutritionist. I also do bodybuilding, and I've got a plant-based recipe app that is focused on intuitive eating instead of giving meal plans, macros, and calorie amounts. And it's all about just easy recipes with minimal ingredients, simple steps, and minimal dishes. If you want to connect with me online, you can head over to Cassie Amber Wellness on Instagram or TikTok. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can subscribe or subscribe on the podcast to stay up to date with future episodes as well. So let's get into it. The first course I did was Rise and Conquer by Georgie Stevenson. She is one of my business idols, and she's really taught me a lot as well, because in her podcast, she promotes herself a lot, and I noticed that like she's always plugging in her businesses or always plugging in things she's doing. And at first I was like, man, she's doing a lot of ads in there about herself. And then I'm like, that is actually a good thing, because of what I've learned recently is if you have a business and you're saying like, oh, no one's buying my stuff, blah blah blah, well, how often are you actually posting about it? Because people need to see your thing pop up like 15 times before it even starts to make an imprint. So I've actually learned a lot from her about that, and just the confidence in selling. And I was chatting to my partner last night. He is a photographer, and he recently went to shoot an event where all these fire performers go and stuff like that, and I've got all these crazy workshops. He's really, really talented. He's been doing it for years, very, very successful and highly sought after and well known. And he decided to make an album where people, because when you release the album of the event, it's only a select amount that the event want to release. So he said, I want to release an album where people can purchase their own photo for $5 or something like that. And then he was like, just gonna ask for donations, and he felt really bad about asking for money, like, oh, I've got to tell them that it's high resolution and I've got to tell them that they can use it for their marketing and it's tax deductible, blah blah blah. And I'm like, baby, I've just gone through this massive shift, so this is only why I felt so strongly. I'm like, baby, you're a business, you need to pay for groceries, you need to pay for the years and years worth of skill that you've been building upon, all the equipment that you use, your travel up there, like, you have a specialized skill. You're not a charity, it's not a hobby, you are a business. So money is how things keep moving. So I've really, really been like learning all this stuff recently. So anyway, back to the Rise and Conquer course. It really taught me about actually getting clear on your goals, because we can feel quite lost if we're just going around willy-nilly like, oh, that would be cool, or it would be nice to do something like that, but there's no time frame, there's no specifics. What do you want to have done by when? What are the steps that you actually need to put in place to achieve it? Or what feelings do you want to feel once you achieve it? So if you put yourself in the mindset of, once this happens, I'm going to feel like such and such, or what they say is you can actually pretend it's happened already, like, I have just achieved blah 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 in my business or my life, or lost this much amount of weight or whatever it is, and this makes me feel blah 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 because blah blah blah, and you pretend like it's happened already. So her course for that was actually amazing, and also taught me a lot about how what we focus on grows. Like, if you're looking for a car and suddenly you see the one you want, now that you know what it is, you start seeing that car everywhere, but you wouldn't have noticed it before. So that can also happen with negative things as well. If you keep thinking like, oh my God, why does life always keep doing this to me? Oh my God, this is so hard. And I've just come out of such a crazy transition growth period where I just realized I was making my past my story and emphasizing on it all the time. But they did all these things to me and I had to go through this. Didn't even realize I was doing it. And even though it feels like it took me a long time to realize, I guess some people don't even realize for their whole entire lives because they never do the work. So I feel like a whole new person in the last few months. The next thing I invested in was women's confidence coaching. So this girl came into my work when I lived in Rockhampton at the health store. She was so bubbly. She handed in her business cards and she said, "Hey, I'm a women's confidence coach. I just wanted to know if I could leave my business cards here." And I'm the kind of person who's so shy. Like, I can't even imagine going into somewhere. I have actually done it a couple times, but even just going somewhere to see if I can leave my business cards, it's so scary. And then she left and I looked at it and I was like, what's a woman's confidence coach? So I looked her up online and I recommend her to everyone because the difference between counseling or whatever it is, like people don't want to go to therapy because they don't want to sit in a room with a stranger and then just tell them about their life and they just say like, oh, how does that make you feel? Or don't offer real advice or don't understand their age group or demographic because maybe they're a lot older because they've had to go to university, blah, blah, blah. So they just struggle to find someone that actually relates to them. And what I learned through confidence coaching is that you are your business. And even in your relationship, like everything starts from within you. If you've got all these problems in your relationship, it could be because you're insecure. Maybe you feel threatened by other people. Maybe you don't trust them because of issues that you've had in the past. Maybe you struggle to regulate your emotions, so you're always lashing out, blah, blah, blah. All of these things can be fixed by fixing yourself. So even though you can go to couples counseling and the other person can do inner work as well and work on themselves, you can actually manage almost everything by fixing yourself because it's all how you respond in an argument, how you respond when issues come up and conflict arises. And with your business, if you're struggling with low self-esteem or struggling in your relationship and not feeling confident or struggling within your friend group or family relationships, it affects how you are as a person. And selling is all energetic. So if you're feeling very low, other people subconsciously is like just the rules of the universe, like they'll be able to feel it if you're not coming from the right place when you're trying to market yourself. So it's all about fixing your inner world. And I invested in Lucy several times. I did a 5-hour deep dive session, like with a whiteboard, going back to the earliest memories of my whole childhood. And then I also booked her for a period of time, like 8 weeks or something, where we could have one-on-one chat access and a weekly call. So anything, or a fortnightly call, so anything that had come up in my relationship and I didn't know how to handle it, I could kind of just write it down. And whenever we'd have our call, I could go through things that I didn't understand. It was a narcissistic relationship, which means everything is very confusing to you. It makes you question your own reality and you don't even trust yourself anymore. So that's why it's very difficult to navigate that kind of thing on your own. She also taught me about making things, like not making things a story if it's not a fact. So if I saw my ex with this girl and my mind instantly shot to the worst case scenario, like, oh my God, he's seen her on the side. This is actually a funny story because it did end up being true. But I saw them together and my heart sunk. Like, I did not know how to handle it. It was just mind-blowing kind of situation. And then I talked to her. I was like, I don't know what to do. All these things, blah, blah, blah. I think he's like seen her. And she said, well, what do you know that is a fact? You came in the room and they're sitting next to each other. Are they kissing each other? No. Are they like holding hands? No. They're just talking. So you don't know that any of that other stuff is true yet. And that is such a valuable piece of information that saved my life so many times after that. It turned out, as I said, like the story was true, but it just helps in those moments, like instead of overthinking and jumping to the worst case possible scenario before you even have the facts, that you can just realize, okay, what is a fact and what story am I making up in my head, kind of thing. She also taught me about not attaching my worth to vanity metrics. Like this one time I put out this program and it's about not make like not placing your worth on your customers or if people reply, blah, 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 or amount of followers. And I'd sent out these emails of this course and then this person didn't reply. So I just thought, oh my God, this person thinks my course sucks and they think it's too hard or they don't want to do it. It's too much work. It's not valuable to them. I don't even know why I'm trying to pursue this. And just all these negative thoughts for like 2 weeks. And then suddenly they reply like, hey, I'm so sorry that I haven't replied. I think like something had come up in their life and they had to postpone their course and hadn't gotten back to me yet. But they're like, I love the information in it. I found it so helpful. I'm going to work on it this week. Blah, blah, blah. And it was so positive. So I was like, oh, I've just spent 2 weeks tearing myself down because I made it mean something about me, but it's actually not necessarily the case. So what was amazing about having a confidence coach was whenever things came up in my relationship or whatever, instead of having to call up my friends again, because we literally would have fights all the time, would break up all the time, I'd be on the phone crying to my friends and family. So instead of having to put them through all that drama every single time, I could just call them sparingly if I really needed to or something, but I actually had this other person that I could go to so that when I wanted to call my friends and family, it was about other things or more positive things. So it actually helped protect my closest relationships. After that, I had my bodybuilding coach, and she is to thank for the physique that I have built today. She made all my training programs for, I don't know if it was around 2 years, I think, and I'd never increased the weights at the gym. So I'll just go in every time, I'll do some willy-nilly kettlebell exercises. Even with the dumbbell rows, I only ever lifted 8 kg, and I just thought that was hard because that's the mental limit you put on yourself, like, oh, so hard doing this right now. And then she started taking me to the gym, and then she's like, okay, cool, you can lift 12. So I'm like, 12, okay. Okay, cool, go to 15, okay. Okay, go to 17.5, and I'm like, those are like the big boy weights, and I could do it, 17.5, and I thought I could only do 8. So there were so many things like that where I really pushed myself and started to hit some PBs because I never knew what was possible. And because we were laughing at the gym and just chatting about other things, I wasn't even seeing what weight she was putting on half the time. And I could really push myself and lift more than what I thought. So having a fitness coach has really helped build my physique because I actually went in with a plan and started to get stronger at actual exercises instead of just making things up every time, like, what do I want to do today? And just going around willy-nilly. So that has been life-changing. Next, I worked with a business coach for 8 weeks, and this was life-changing. We connect on such a deep level because she was also a nutritionist for 7 years, I think she said, and she's also a trauma coach. So right at the end, we started to do some trauma work as well. And we restructured the whole back end of my business. We went over my offer suite, made launch plans for the upcoming months, focused on my marketing, messaging, and point of difference because the market is so saturated. Highlighted what I stand for because I do more plant-based nutrition, but it doesn't necessarily have to be vegan, and kind of stepping away from calories and macros and following specific plans. I really like freedom and the ability to choose what I want to eat each day and how much I want to eat each day, and I just like to provide options for people and teach them the education behind why to make certain decisions. So if they don't have the plan, it's not like, oh my God, I'm off track, I don't know what to do. It's more like teaching them the tools and resources about why the certain food makes them feel good, or how to build their plate, where to get certain nutrients from, what kind of foods are triggering them. So it's more just giving them knowledge and giving them options instead of having a plan, because I'm the kind of person that doesn't want to weigh my food. I don't enjoy tracking. I don't enjoy putting it into my fitness pal. So I really focus on that point of difference and also building muscle and achieving your dream physique on a plant-based diet, because not many people take that approach. It's all like chicken and lots of meat and animal products. So I really want to be a space where people can come to if they do have those kind of dietary requirements, but also want to hit their physique goals. So yeah, we also worked on visibility and a bit of automation with my one-to-one coaching email signups and things like that as well. So 8 weeks, that was crazy because it's like lots of back-end stuff that doesn't give you a reward straight away. It's not like working in the business coaching people, blah, blah, blah. It was like on the back end. So you're doing so much admin every day with not necessarily a reward right there and then, but the reward now that the whole thing is transformed is definitely worth it. And honestly, my life would not be the same if I hadn't worked with her. So that was just my example of business coaching. After that, I did Jordi Stevenson's Find Your Voice podcast course, and I already knew most of it because I do a lot of self-taught stuff. I literally built my website from scratch using Bluehost and WordPress, which is the most complex one you can do, when I was about 19 or 20, when I decided I wanted to be a blogger. And that took me about 3 months reading blog posts on how to do it, blah, blah, blah. Also, when I built my website, there's like the menu at the top of the website. I didn't know what that was called. I was like, is it called like category tabs? And I was trying to Google it, but I couldn't even figure out what to type into Google to figure out how to set it up because I didn't know the name. So there were so many issues I had to overcome with that. So when it came to my podcast, I kind of had it in my mind for a while, like, oh, that would be cool if I could like interview people in the future, blah, blah, blah. And then one day I was like, well, why don't I just start it now? And I literally launched it within a day of me actually deciding to do it and just figured it out straight away. So the podcast course didn't really teach me a whole bunch. It was more about different things you can integrate into your podcast, like giving your weekly recommendation or how to conduct better interviews, or also a little bit about their setup with the audio and video, because that is something that I've struggled with. Also, if you haven't noticed, I've got a new microphone, so I'm testing that out. My boyfriend got me that for my birthday, and I'm so over the moon because for Christmas he got me DJ speakers, because I was recording all my mixes and practicing just through my headphones. So you'll be listening to what song is playing and then cueing the track and listening to what is coming, and then also bringing it in all through your headphones, which is not what it's like when you play on out loud speakers. So he bought me speakers for Christmas, which is literally the most handiest gift ever. I was so amazed. And then for my birthday, I had no idea. I thought it would just be like jewelry or something, but a microphone. Now that's going to uplevel my content. I can use it in my business. It's literally the most thoughtful thing. And I'm so surprised that a guy thought of such a useful thing. I'm so happy about it. So I've struggled a bit with like getting the audio right, getting the visuals right, getting the setup right. So just doing that course just gave me a little bit of clarity around podcasting. Then I did Beck Stewart's Hour of Power. And this was an investment. What she said is that sometimes it's important to pay to put yourself in the room of those above you. And I'm actually really glad that I did it, because it was taking a stance and me saying, yes, I am worth it. Yes, this is important to me. I treasure my growth. And for 3 weeks or three different episodes, there was a live call with someone super successful. So there's three different guests that she chose. And it was all about mindset, with how they are achieving big things in their life and building resilience and just building the life of their dreams. And on the final call, I actually had one of my most low mental health days. I had to call the helpline on the phone just for like someone to talk to and just to help soothe my emotions, because I couldn't regulate myself. And that night the call was with Jordi Stevenson, and yeah, she's one of my business idols. And there's all I had to look forward to all day. I was just having the worst day, hated everything, feeling so negative. I was literally crying in bed, like huddled up with no makeup on, like and then the call came on and I just turned my camera off and I was just watching. And it just felt really nice to know that I'd invested in myself and said yes to something that I knew was going to help uplevel my mindset. So doing that kind of thing can help fast track your knowledge instead of stumbling around trying to find answers on your own, and also letting their can-do mindset rub off on you. So the benefits of individualized coaching and one-to-one mentorship can really help, because it's not just stumbling around online looking for free information and trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. It's having someone in your life look into your routine, your habits, your choices, your mindset. What is holding you back from getting you to where you want to be? It's not wasting your time on free generic advice. It's having accountability, having systems in place that are suited towards you. Someone supporting your vision if you struggle to find that support circle, like maybe your friends don't understand why you're trying to achieve something, or your family don't understand, so you might not really have anyone to talk to, and you're just struggling to have that positive voice to back your vision. So investing in yourself, even though there's all this stigma online about like, oh, all these online coaches, blah, blah, blah. Those are some examples of some things I've done to invest in myself, and it has really, really fast-tracked my knowledge and my belief in myself, my personal growth, in so many different areas of my personal life and my business and my relationships. So I highly recommend. If you're interested in working with me for your nutrition, I recently launched my one-to-one coaching container, so they go for 8 weeks so we can work on muscle building. I want to do one kind of thing like Project Grow My Glutes or Lean Machine, so you can do either muscle building or fat loss, because my goal at the moment is to grow my glutes. And if I'm busy at work, I really struggle to think about what to eat during the day. I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered. I don't fuel myself properly if I'm not truly focused on hitting my protein targets or being prepared with food ahead of time. So just making sure I've got a bit of meal prep or having a recipe list of what I want to make for dinners that week, and then there'll be obviously leftovers for lunches during the week. Making sure I'm actually hitting the gym and tracking my progress with the weights I'm lifting. And I can also help you work through food intolerances, whether you're trying to transition to a vegan or plant-based diet or just need help fine-tuning things. I can help with digestion and bloating. That's the whole reason I went plant-based, because I struggled with feeling pregnant after every meal and so much pain and agony. And it's embarrassing if you're out dining out for dinner with your friends or colleagues and then you have to undo the zip on your skirt because you can't, it's literally cutting into your stomach so bad. So I've got plenty of experience in that area, and I just had a great idea today as I was brainstorming for future podcasts and YouTube videos, a program for ADHD, because I'm going to do a couple of episodes on that, because so much of our serotonin is produced in our gut. So there's a huge importance on gut health, having slow releasing carbohydrates, which balances your blood sugar, so you're not having those crazy energy highs and crashes, eating enough protein, so that helps with your focus, and also ensuring you're having some quality carbs at night, because that helps you sleep, because people with ADHD can struggle a lot with insomnia and having the right circadian rhythm within their body. So those are just some of the ways that I can coach you through one-to-one. If you're looking for something a little bit lower level, I do have my plant-powered recipe app, and that's just more for a low-level membership where it's just where I store my recipes that are, yeah, minimal ingredients, minimal cooking time, and easy to make, like anyone can throw it together. So there's different categories. You can look through soups or salads or breakfast or sweet snacks and desserts. So if you're trying to think about what you want to make for that week and you're wanting a bit of inspiration in the kitchen, you can just scroll through and have a look at what sparks your interest. So now you'll never have to think about what to cook for dinner again. Don't forget, you can connect with me online at Cassie Amber Wellness. All my coaching links will be in the description below. If you enjoyed this episode, you can screenshot it and share to your Instagram story and tag me. I love knowing that you're tuning in, and that will mean that more people can gain benefits from the takeaways of the episode. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review as well, and that will also help push it out to more people. So thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate your time, and stay tuned for next week.